I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We've been talking about the worker shortage in America, and it's really hit the fast food industry hard, right? So it turns out that a lot of them are dealing with this by outsourcing. And, you know, that was a very touchy subject for many years because Americans thought, well, they're taking our jobs.
Yes.
But
now we don't want the jobs.
Right, now we don't want the jobs. Mm-hmm. So the only thing to do is to outsource them. So
somebody wants it.
A couple of things here. First, this guy sent us an email. Said I had to share your story because it's funny. I live in a really small town in Michigan. Last night, I'm calling the pizza place right by my house to place an order. An Indian guy picked up the phone.
Hello.
Now, I call this pizza place all the time, and I was for sure thinking I had the wrong number.
Okay.
He said, not to be weird, but there are no Indian people in this town.
Okay.
So the interaction was just like how Chuck impersonated your car wash transaction. Because Hungry Howie's has outsourced their call center.
Oh, my God. Have they really?
Howie, how could you?
Oh, no. Well, that's a place, though, that I could see doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A big chain, they're like, listen, we can't. They're probably just relying on a computer now. Where this Indian call center then
puts the order in
yeah. And then it pops up, a receipt prints out, and you just make whatever it says on the receipt.
It'd almost be like a third party to just order online, essentially, is what it almost seems like.
That's what it is, yeah.
The man asked me if I was going to pick the order up from the location I called, and I said yes. He asked me my name and phone number. Placing my order was really tough. It was like pulling teeth.
Oof. Well, imagine not knowing what a pizza really is, and then trying to
go through the
decipher
toppings.
Like what in the world they're talking about.
He tried to tell me they don't have anything called butter crust. I said, I've been getting pizza here for 25 years.
It's like a classic.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like one of the OG.
No,
flavors.
I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. Butter crust? No.
Are you sure?
What'd you say?
I don't even. Come on. Come on, man. Stop joking. Stop leg pulling.
When I get to the pizza place, they ask me my name, and I say, oh, it's Dwayne. I'm here for a pickup. They say, oh, we don't have any orders by that name. I say,
oh, well, no.
Try my phone number. When I provided the phone number, they say, oh, we have that order, but it's listed as Lamb God.
Wait a second, new name.
That's amazing.
I said, what the hell?
Lamb of God.
They said, well, sorry, man. Today's the first day of our call center being outsourced to India. So
wow.
Does Dwayne, Lamb God? No, it doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't.
Maybe that guy just makes up his own names for orders.
Yeah.
Lamb God.
Yeah.
The Indian call center guy?
Yeah.
He's just picking, yeah.
Yeah. Like he's got like a funny name generator.
He's like he's Dwayne. He's never heard of Dwayne, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll call him Lamb God.
Yeah, Lamb God.
Lamb God is good.
He seemed like a Lamb God.
The next guy that called an order was the snake charmer.
Oh, yeah. Everything's different.
Yeah.
It's just how it's going to be, you guys. Listen, if no one here wants the jobs, they have to get done somewhere.
Yeah.
When I called Shell, I spoke to someone in Malaysia.
Yep.
You know what sucks, though? And this is a while ago, but it was in the midst of everything going on right now. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to order online for pickup. And so I ordered something. Oh, I was so hungry. I was ready to have it. I was like, okay, I'm going to pick this up. Went down to the place. I'm like, hey, I'm here to get the blah, blah, blah. I ordered it online. They're like, what? I'm like, no, like I really, I ordered it like half an hour ago. It said, wait, 25 minutes and then come here.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no. And then the guy goes over and he's like,
oh.
Here it is.
Oh. It's on the printer?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, uh-oh, here it is.
Don't worry, sir. It'll just be 25 minutes.
Just another half an hour. Just sit down. Sit tight. And I was like, man. So, like, some people were used to, like, okay, there's a printout that's going to come out, and you have to stay on top of it. And
right.
then other people were, like, didn't even pay any attention to that. You know, just
probably focused on the phone stuff. People walking in the door.
That's it. And the person even said, just call us. I'm like, I didn't want to just call you.
Yeah, I hate talking.
Yeah, I hate
orders
talking
on the phone, yep. Especially if I'm asking for like something like special ordered, something changed around. I hate talking on the phone about it because then I feel like I'm being a pain in the ass.
Right.
They're gonna hate me, so then they're gonna spit on my stuff or they're gonna drop it on the floor by mistake.
Right.
Because I'm being a pain, and I hate that feeling.
Right.
So I can passively avoid that feeling by just ordering it online and making the changes.
That's what I was trying to do, and it just, I think maybe all places have gotten better at that, but I would say there's probably going to be some growing pains here with the old, outsourcing
call centers,
of pizza calls.
The other thing that's happening, we've heard this, they're doing this at drive-thrus too, like workers from home are taking your orders at the drive-thru speaker. Because, again, they don't have enough staff to fill those positions. Checkers, though, they're trying to automate their system, their drive-thru, where it's a computer.
Oh, wow.
That'll take your
order. So we just talk to it?
Right.
Oh, boy.
And hope it works.
Wow. That's going to go.
They have signs now at where they've implemented this, letting you know that you're going to be recorded. So legally, they have to tell you you're going to be recorded. Right? And if you don't want to, you basically just drive away.
Yeah. You know, it is the right place because there's a Checkers near me and it's just never jammed.
Yeah, usually they're not very, well, unless it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, then they're usually
jammed. Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, like, to have this kind of system, people are going to be slower because I'm going to be like, plain cheeseburger. And it's going to be like,
cheeseburger.
Full on cheeseburger. Yeah. Like, full on.
No. Plain cheeseburger.
Cancel that. One cheeseburger, only cheese. Like, you see how long I'm going to be there for?
The computer will never get
it.
So the little sign under the speaker says, we want to offer you the best service, so this mic is recorded. If that's okay, let us know what you're craving today. So they're giving you the heads up you're being recorded, and that's your consent as soon as you start ordering. This is just a little taste of the Checkers automated system now.
Okay. Would you like to add a drink?
So it just walks you through, and you could have already ordered a drink, but it's still going to ask you if you'd like to add a drink.
Yeah, it's a Diet Pepsi!
Yeah.
How many times did I say Diet Pepsi?
It's going to lead to drive-through rage.
How long before someone, like, takes a bat and bashes that thing
you
to
know
the
what
death?
That's like? We've all been through that on the phone.
Yes.
Customer service.
Yeah.
Customer service.
And then you hear the fake typing. Please repeat?
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I think this is gonna go down a bad path. People aren't ready.
But that's what, listen, if you want your fast food, this is what they have to do.
I know.
Yeah, but recording it too, some people are going to have some crazy orders, you know? You got to have that on record or something, and then you beat it up, and you know that you ordered 6 double cheeseburgers and 7 milkshakes, and, you know, like, your voice is recorded, and...
Yeah, maybe you don't want to remember certain times.
The recording might help me curb my orders a little bit.
Oh, God, did I order all that?
Do I really need 7 cheeseburgers?
Well, that'd be interesting. You can, like, sign up for your orders to be sent back to you after a month.
And then review them.
Yeah, like, and just be like, you ordered, and then it says all this, and it's like, for a grand total of 25,714 calories.
That's not what you want to see.
No.
Someone said there's a Jet's Pizza that I call every week, and now they have an automated Jet bot take your order.
Oh. See, for them, I just do the text.
Oh, That's the text?
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Wow.
Because you just say what you want, and then it just confirms it. Your payment's already made.
That's awesome. I feel like there'd be issues with the text. I always just order from them online.
So, someone said they just walked into their Taco Bell. Lady standing there at the counter told me I had to go to the kiosk. They don't do orders at the counter there anymore. They don't have a register at the counter anymore.
Mickey D's is kind of like that, too.
Yeah, they're starting to go that
way.
They
all still have at least one register.
Yes,
for the seniors or the,
That's it.
Yeah, but that happened to me at Chipotle to get a quesadilla. I was in line, and you had to go to the app and, like, order on the app. They wouldn't just let me order it at the line. So like,
right, like you were there.
I was
you
there,
were ready
I was
to app. Order.
Like, nope, that's app only. I'm like, okay. So I had to go. I had to like set up an account, and I'm standing there like while my other food's being made. I'm like, I can't just order the. Okay, I'll do it on the app. You know?
It's yeah. Just, it's crazy. Weird the way, but the thing is, like, they've probably been threatened death if they don't get you to sign up for that app, you know, because they want to track you so bad. They want to know everything about you.
Listen, it's just whatever. All these apps are tracking us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. But, like, but they, that's what they're after. They, yeah. they want to know how many
you
times
too,
you drive by.
When I was at the Orlando airport a couple months ago, one of the kids wanted a burger, so the line was massive. They only had two touchscreens. One was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's lined up to use.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you've ever seen a senior use a touchscreen, it takes 10 minutes.
The worst.
It takes
yep.
forever.
It's the worst.
So there's a bunch of people just taking forever. And then there's a sign off to the side with a QR code where you could just scan that and order.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one. There's 12 people in line, right?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, okay. Boom. Order. My order was there in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I was ahead before the person had even finished ordering the senior on the touchscreen. I had picked it up and I'm out of there. And they're all, he's like, whoa. He's
like, hey, kill him. Yeah, you're lucky you lived. You're actually lucky you lived. So when I was in Boston, you know, I stayed an extra day and I was like, man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I end up going to the, you know, New England Aquarium mm-hmm. that's down there. And to get in an Uber, I drive down there. They drop me off. There's a gigantic line. Okay. Gigantic line. Ticket windows backed up.
Oh,
all
to get
this.
In. Wow. Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, let me just on my phone, just go to the, Oh, yeah. I can buy tickets right on my phone.
Right.
Bought tickets right on my phone and then just walked in.
Wow.
And I was like, why is anyone standing in this long ass line? It
they
makes
don't, they don't
no
think, honestly,
sense.
Honestly, that's the tip I use all over the world. Whenever we travel, any kind of tourist place, there's always a massive line. You go online.
You go
just
online.
Order it through their website or app.
I have to remember
and
that.
Boom, you're in.
Oh, listen, if you saw the line and then just realized that I was like, I showed up at the time I wanted to be there. And just went on and bought it. And even like the way they do stuff is weird. Like you have to choose your time you want to actually go in. So I was like, oh, I want to get there at like 1. So I like
right
got there around then. And then mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I can buy tickets for 1 o'clock or whatever. Bought tickets.
Nice.
Walked right in.
So if it was me, I would have showed up like, oh, my God, look at that line. All right, let's do something else.
Yeah.
No,
they're probably losing business that way. They should have a sign up saying, hey, skip the line, order through the app.
I never think to go on the phone.
Oh, my God. I almost hate even saying it because I don't want to ruin my very easy, smooth experience.
There'll always be people that'll never be comfortable.
I know. It was so wild.
That old man at Burger King probably thought it was Techno Dave and his black magic.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a witch! Yeah. There's a warlock here! Kill him! Yeah. My God!
I don't know. He's some kind of special.
Because you know he saw me, because I'm like, why is no one using this touchscreen? And I walked up to it, and I'm like, oh, it's broken. And he's like he gave me like a grunt. So I'm like, oh, I'll just scan this. Boom. So he knew that I was like, I should have been at the back of the line. And all of a sudden I'm walking away with the burger.
It's burger magic. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to. It's just it's in the same way that in the Middle Ages, any kind of like someone did some kind of healing. Then all of a sudden they killed them. You have to watch out for that,
Dave.
Because
okay.
if you do some kind of like,
death at an Orlando airport.
You walk in and he was like, he was last in line. And then he walked up and then they made him food and he got it. He's some kind of witch. I'm just saying.
Practicing the dark arts.
We're headed back that way. So I would be.
Yeah,
wary.
Sam's Club's the same too. Like Sam's Club, I scan on my app. I'm in and out of there in
10
minutes.
Yeah, like you don't even stand in line.
Don't stand in any of the massive lines they have there.
But no one knows.
I know, but it's the greatest.
I know.
God, that's the only reason Amber gets me to go to Sam's Club because I'm like, okay, boop, 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 boop.
I've tried explaining that tip to my parents. I don't think they have issues with getting the phone thing to work. I'm like, oh man. I'm like Dave. He's in and out. He goes in. He scans it on his phone and peace out, Sam's Club.
Yeah, it's the best thing ever. These people will make Dave their god.
Yeah. They start carrying Dave around. Yeah. They put a Burger King crown on him.
No, I'm not giving away any more tips, but I'm just saying there's ways to get around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
You know what I hope I'm not doing when I'm 82?
I don't know.
Pooping your pants?
Yeah.
Well, that.
That.
And waiting tables.
Oh, God.
Oh.
No.
I don't want to be a senior waiter.
Could you even imagine how upset you'd be just every day?
Never remember the orders.
Oh, man.
Hi, welcome to Denny's.
What? What do you want?
Oh, God.
Grand slam. Want a grand slam. Extra bacon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how seniors hate their lives and are so bitter?
Oh,
they would be the worst.
You can't.
Chuck, if you were a senior waiter, you would be a nightmare. You wouldn't last.
Okay, so a lot of seniors do like the drive-through stuff. And I've had them be so pleasant. They're like the nicest people in the world. I just recently, though, had one that I think was not happy.
Past their peak.
With their job. And
it's hard to be happy when you're 80 years old and your boss is 17.
Yeah, I know.
That blows my mind. That must blow their minds.
Oh, it's right. Gotta be. It's gotta be a mind.
You fought in a war, and this kid is just bossing you. You know
exactly.
That person hasn't even entered a lady yet, and they're in charge of you.
Yeah, it's true.
That's insane.
That's true.
Hey, old Chuck, get to that table. We just had two more customers. What are you doing?
This guy is that guy's 16 years old. Just started driving.
Chuck, how many times am I gonna tell you to get to the tables?
I chopped a Japanese man in half in World War II.
Oh, good for you.
With
you know
his
what?
Own sword.
Oh, big deal. You know what? I've killed everybody in Call of Duty. Get to the tables.
I don't even know what that is. Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's war. It's like real war.
Call of someone taking a crap.
You're taking a crap. You're taking a crap right now on me by not serving those tables.
Where's my gun?
Where is it?
Where's my gun?
You're not allowed to bring your gun into the restaurant.
No.
It's against company policy,
Chuck. I told you, Chuck, not to bring your gun to work.
Do I get HR involved?
No. Oh. That...
Chuck shot me in the leg.
Oh, yep.
No.
That's it. I quit. Not again.
He quit.
I quit. Damn it.
I'm going to call my mom.
Yeah, call your mommy.
I will. Just going to kiss it, make it feel better.
I thought it was a misprint when I read this morning. Mm. Senior waiter, but no, it's legit.
Yeah.
This 82-year-old waiter in Virginia Beach who works at an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Has been working there for years. The good news is he just hit the lottery.
Oh.
He's a free man now.
I mean, not huge, but good.
Yeah, but the older you are, the less huge it needs to be,
right,
Dave.
$285,000.
Nice.
I mean,
it should be okay.
More freedom.
Like, think about how much is he making. You got to, like, crunch the numbers. Like, how much are you making?
Servers probably make, what, like $1.50 an hour plus whatever your tips are. Hopefully it's a fancier Italian restaurant. So, you know, you're walking out with, you know, a couple hundred bucks a night, maybe.
So, that could go a long way for him.
I guess it could. The old dude used numbers an old friend told him to play years ago.
Like he just remembered?
Right.
5. 12.
What's happening?
18.
Chuck?
32.
Are you okay?
47.
What? You giving me your phone number or social security number? What is this?
63. I don't know. I don't even know where those came from, but I think it was an old friend.
Can we write those down so I can play them this weekend?
Yeah, what was the numbers again?
He'll never remember. Yeah. Are you kidding?
5. 12.
No.
32.
A few after that.
47.
63? No, I don't think he said 47. It was a different number.
Senior waiter, Vicente Mascara of Virginia Beach, the 82-year-old Italian restaurant waiter described as a very hard worker, matched all 5 winning numbers playing Cash 5 with Easy Match. Again, he got them from an unidentified friend a couple years ago.
Wow.
He told lottery officials that he actually still likes his job most days.
Most days.
and he's not sure if he'll quit. After he collects his money.
Well, I can understand that, though, because the pressure's off. You know what I mean? Like, there's no pressure to, you know.
It's got to be tough if, like, his old friends come in or something, and it's like, still working here, huh?
You know, because I felt that when I was at the bar a little too long, you know? Really still here, huh?
Still here.
Hey, in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these didn't work out, did they?
Well.
Yeah, Chuck's still working at the Denny's, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you noticed that.
You really love serving those moons over Miami's, huh?
Yeah, I love it. One of my favorite things on earth. Boy, I love it here.
I'm surprised you're not running the joint yet.
Nope, still a server, huh? Just keep getting passed over. See that guy over there with the different colored hair?
Yeah, oh, that 16-year-old
kid? That's my boss right there.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That boss, sucks. Huh?
Yep. He collects Pokemon on his phone while he works.
You're not into that?
I'm not.
No.
It turns out.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm not into it.
Oh, Chuck. Hopefully you get out of here. I mean, I don't know what you did.
Oh, I'm going to get out of here.
Retirement plan.
Could you refill my coffee real quick while
you know what?
Oh, did you trip and spill it all over him?
Oh, right on my crotch!
Oh, hurry! Oh, someone called someone! Oh,
then you just act confused.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what happened. Oh, I'm having a medical emergency.
I think he's melting my genitals right
now. I keep pouring it.
Stop pouring it! His Parkinson's is all shooting.
Help us!
I could totally. But here's the crazy thing: I could totally see Chuck doing that.
Oh,
he'd be like, just, yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, no, I'm going to be honest. Like, I promise you this, yep. That if fortunes turn and I am at a Denny's as a server at 82, I promise you I will be dead. I can absolutely 100% promise you that you will not have to worry about me because I will climb to the top of the Gordie Howe Bridge and I will jump.
You burned me so badly, I now pee through a slit in my crotch. Penis is gone.
Oops.
Big scar.
We're getting stories about senior waiters here. We had a senior waiter take our order and go to an empty booth and take a nap for 15 minutes until someone walks.
Oh, no.
Time for a break.
Oh, no.
I'll take
no
order.
One bother me. And then you see your order is just on a pad, like in his hand, but he's asleep. Oh, I'd be so furious.
Someone said, I work at a local fine dining establishment with a homosexual gentleman named, well, I won't say his name.
Okay.
He is in his late 60s.
Yes.
He's been waiting tables here for 45 years.
Wow.
He is overstyled.
Oh, I like it.
But pretty amazing server.
Man, yeah. So glad I met you guys. Could have been my fate, I'm telling
you. Oh, man.
I was destined for that.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Nope, it's just, it's not what I couldn't do any kind of customer service. And I already know this.
Yeah, you'd be the worst.
I already know this. I can't. I wouldn't be able to do that.
And just imagine calling into Chuck for a problem. You're like, not my problem.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've got a problem on your hands, sir.
I think I figured out your problem. You're too dumb. Click.
A girlfriend works at a bar with a woman in her late 60s. She looks like the witch from the Disney movie Brave. Real bitch.
You know, I just can't even imagine. I was just in a Mexican restaurant, and this like younger guy walked out. He had like 5 plates, like all
on his arms,
down his arm. Like everybody's meal was like just not on a tray. Just each plate was perfectly balanced on his arm, and I can't even imagine being the old guy. And I'm like, I'm competing with that. Yeah. And I'm like on a roller cart or like some kind of robot probably by the time. It'd be like a robot. I'm like, come on, robot. Let's go. God damn.
On my way.
Yeah, I hate the robot.
Demanding work from me.
Yeah, the robot gets more tips than me.
Someone said just last night at a country club, our old waitress came to take our order. We said, oh, actually, we need a few minutes. She was so offended she didn't come back for 15 minutes.
That's funny.
My dad just made someone cry at some place.
What? Cry? Why? Why okay. Would the Breister make someone cry?
He likes to taste the salty tears.
No, so it was at some kind of golf place. And at the turn, you go in or whatever and get food. Actually, I think this was when their round was over. So they were done. It was him and my mom and like whoever they were playing with. They went inside the clubhouse. my dad was like, there was no one there. And he said, but there was like a couple waitresses. They were just like talking to each other over by the bar area.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, so we were sitting, we are waiting. We're waiting for someone to come over to us at the table, waiting and waiting. And then like another group came in a little louder and they came younger. They came and sat down and then the waitress went right over to them. And the barista was like, hello!
Yeah.
So he was like, I got to be honest with you. We've been, you know, he was
right,
like, we've been sitting here and whoever this was, just like a young just cracked right under the pressure.
No, come on.
And the Brister didn't even, like, I've seen the Brister at work, so I can't, it's with a grain of salt that I say he was like, I barely did anything. I'm like, okay, I've seen you barely do anything before, you know what I mean? So I don't know exactly the stuff that was, but whatever it was enough to crack them. And because I think the person just hated their job and, you know,
someone said this. I worked at a restaurant. There was an older gentleman who worked as a host. He took forever to seat people because he walked so slow. Mm. You could see the frustration on customers' faces. I think I know this place.
No.
Amber and I went here. It was owned by the same family for years, right?
Okay.
His family, okay. This old guy. He looked like the guy from the movie Up. The old man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like
a little thinner
with the
version.
Balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he had a little walker, too.
Mm.
You guys, we could have been to our table and back four times.
He's just point.
Walked this way?
Yeah, in the time it took him to walk us to our table. And there's a line of people waiting to be seated.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, you know why? Because he's walking.
I mean, it was
you.
Nice. It's still the owner, and he's talking. Have you tried the Thermidor?
Right,
you know, like
right,
he's
right.
He's talking to you about the place, but.
Well, slow down. Don't get in front of me.
Yeah, I had to shuffle just to stay behind. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
to,
you almost couldn't even take a full stride.
My one step was about 15 of his.
Yeah.
You have to let him get about 10 feet in front of you. Then
and then
just
take
hit
one.
Jump, and then wait. And then walk.
So it was nice, but I understand how some people could get frustrated by it as well.
Yeah. I think maybe they should analyze that whole, like have him at the front and then like he decides and then sends a young person with
right.
you.
Right. He can still greet you.
He can still do
but
all
he
that
have
stuff.
To take you to the table.
That's a great compromise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's still with
him. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the restaurant closed recently.
So. Okay.
Might have sat as less customers.
Yeah, he probably did.
Enjoy the lobster sure. Thermidor.
He probably went halfway to the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I hope he's not dead.
Well, it's too late now. No, I mean, do you hope he is or do you hope he's not and you haven't just cursed him?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, my God, he just died. Oh no.
It's been a while.
Has
it's
it?
Been a while.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yes.
It's been a while.
Oh, okay, good.
It's been a while.
That was
Oh yeah, that's gonna take a
that's
while.
The guy walking
tell.
Into your seat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could take it you could
he
tell.
Nailed it with the up reference.
Yes.
Yeah, like a thinner up, right?
I thought you meant he like just died. Like it was
oh, that's what
me.
I thought.
No,
too.
No, no, no. I thought it came right up there, but
oh,
I
man.
Yeah, no, it was it's been about a year.
Yeah.
Luckily, no one can blame me for his death. He was gone
but 90,
before I mentioned
you
him.
Know, like
really
90,
that one,
yeah,
90 years old.
Yes, right.
And you were still
and walking
doing that.
To the table.
Yeah,
that's probably. But again, that's probably what kept him going.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, I
like,
agree.
So this guy that just hit the lottery—if he gives up waiting, that could be it for
that's
him,
it.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe
yeah.
what keeps him getting out of bed every day.
Hmm.
Cops did not have to use spike strips to stop this lady because something else worked even better. A 53-year-old woman was driving through Rochester, Minnesota the other day using a bullhorn to yell at people from her car.
Like James.
Yeah. You suck, you jackass!
Hey, jaywalker! I'm going to call the cops on you. Just kidding!
I'm surprised James doesn't have this.
Was apparently yelling stuff about religion.
Oh. Oh, yeah, well, he's not going
to... Save yourself!
Okay.
Oh, no. She said later she was just trying to spread the word of the Lord.
Oh, sure, yeah. And spread it, she did.
The Lord and Savior is your only salvation!
Thank you, James!
She'd been doing it for at least 5 days. 9 people had filed official complaints against her.
Yeah.
Then a cop saw her doing it again the other day while running a red light.
Oh, okay. Well...
The Lord and Savior is the only one who'll save you, pepper!
She took off when they tried to pull her over. And they didn't catch her at that point.
Oh.
But then another cop saw her at an intersection 45 minutes later. Through the bullhorn, she yelled, "Oh, look, I'm getting pulled over! Oh, look!
Now is the play-by-play of all the police encounters that I'm about to face.
Then she tried to outrun that cop, but didn't get too far.
Now I'm outrunning the copper!
Because she failed to notice an active construction zone up ahead.
Oh, no.
And they had wet cement.
Oh, no, a construction zone and wet cement! I'm going right for it!
She crashed through the barricades.
I crashed!
Finally stopped after driving straight into a bunch of wet cement.
Oh, my God.
My car is here forever now.
So her car got stuck, as you can see here in these pictures that are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and the cops arrested her at the scene.
They should have used quick dry cement, so my car could have just drove right over it.
She's facing two counts of fleeing police, one count of first-degree property damage, one count of driving without insurance. The construction crew says she caused at least $30,000 in damage.
That's $30,000 worth of damage? You can't just get those shovels and rakes?
That's what the construction
crew said.
Oh, yeah,
we need another 30.
At least 30 grand.
Another 30. Another 30.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's 25 footprints. You could actually probably make that Jesus Walks With Me footprint on the beach meme of her in the cement. Yep.
But she sounds like you would not want that lady in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up to that every day and then you got to deal with
it. There's only one set of tire tracks because Jesus drove me instead of driving alongside me.
Exactly.
He literally took the wheel.
He took the wheel.
Another bizarre moment to tell you about here. This one where another dude gets naked. That's what everyone does lately.
That's what they're doing now?
No, not in here. Yes. Not here. Okay, relax. Keep it down.
What? At least it's not here.
Yeah, but I'm leaving. This is the bizarre moment. A naked thief was caught on camera breaking into a beer tavern in Brazil the other night. The man was caught on a shopping center surveillance video, initially busting into a clothing store next door to the bar. He was then able to climb through the ceiling of the store and break into the bar next door. Security footage from inside the tavern then recorded the thief. At that point, he was fully dressed, but for some reason, he just decided to take it all off. Here's a little bit of the video here.
And he breaks in. Oh, boy.
There he is. He ditches his t-shirt and he goes through several items that were lying across the desk with his back towards the camera, and then he just gets completely naked. Unfortunately, he did reveal his identity, likely because he has the name Melissa tattooed across his upper back, and that was completely clear to see.
Yeah.
Once inside, the totally nude guy was spotted walking up to a refrigerator and enjoying a quick meal.
You're stealing food. It tastes better if you're naked.
I guess. He got completely dressed again, though, before walking up to a counter and chugging a gallon of liquor. A gallon.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Yep.
He wound up with two cell phones, a computer, and loading a cart with other stuff, including $120 in cash.
I'm just going to lay down on the rug and take a nap.
Oh, boy. Okay, so he's got some stuff. I mean, he just drank a gallon of liquor, too, so...
I think this liquor's not mixing very well with all these Quaaludes I took earlier today.
Man, we got to stop taking drugs that make us get naked.
I know.
Everyone's getting nude. Chuck, I hope for you. I mean, luckily you're not into drugs.
Yeah.
Because
I know.
That'd be your worst nightmare, right? You're so concerned about everyone seeing your manhood.
Exactly. And that's how they would identify me. Not by a Melissa tattoo or anything like
that.
They
are on the lookout for the two-incher.
Yeah.
The two-incher.
Look at how hairy he is, but also note the small penis.
It's actually the smallest penis we have on record.
He actually won something from Guinness, the Guinness Book of World Records for the smallest penis.
World's tiniest penis, man, is on the loose again. Yep,
that's how I'd win it, and it would be terrible.
A baby Sasquatch with a little wiener.
Exactly. On the lookout. A short baby Sasquatch
with a little wiener.
Tiny little wiener.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
TikTokers can be real idiots.
Sure.
We've talked about some of the things, some of the trends that TikTokers follow that end up leading to destruction, if not worse. But now, in India and Pakistan, they've decided to do something even crazier.
Snort curry.
Not snort curry.
No.
Start a fire in the background so the pictures look amazing.
What? So, like, of a building, though? Like a fiery
like
building?
Indoors and stuff?
Like a forest fire.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes.
So that you could see.
Let me write this down.
Amazing it looks when there's a fire blazing behind you.
And they start this fire themselves. They don't happen upon a fire.
No, they start the fire themselves. They say that it's become a trend. Unfortunately, too, they're going through a record-breaking heat wave there.
So some of these fires are going to consume whole towns.
One woman, Humaira Ashgar, known as Dolly, to her 11 and a half million TikTok fans, she's facing charges for setting a forest fire while shooting a TikTok video in Islamabad. The 11-second clip has since been taken down, but she dramatically walks down a forested hill covered in flames in slow motion with a trending pop song that mentions setting fire playing in the background. The caption posted with the video shot reads, "Fire erupts wherever I am." That led to a trend of people wanting to do the same thing.
Well, because all it takes, and me and James we're just talking about this, whoever does something that takes off, there are so many people that decide to do the same thing. Like, I saw someone made a video of, and I can't even tell you who was first, but it was like some kind of Chinese food place or something where they ladled some hot oil onto like a frog that was cooked, and when the stuff was poured on it, the legs spread apart. And then the joke is their woman is laying on the ground, then they ladle water on her butt.
Oh,
and then the person gets mad. And well, so then I saw four different versions of it in one night. And I'm like, see, it's just so sad. Like one person was like, oh, this is a cool thing. What a great idea. I'm going to do it. And then you see four versions of it. And I bet I didn't even see the first one.
With the original post.
You know what I mean?
Here's the original. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sold. Setting fire. I mean, she's got 11 million people that watch her do her thing.
Right.
You know?
And then younger people who were desperate to recreate it did the same thing, and it's led to a big problem. Scorching temperatures have reached 124 degrees Fahrenheit there. 124 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Forest fires are common, and they're caused by high temperatures, lightning, and slash-and-burn farming, but you wouldn't think it's caused by
TikTok
videos.
Man, Russia's so happy. They're like, yes, they're burning their own countries. They are setting fires.
We don't have to do anything. TikTok is going to lead to our downfall. One of the many things.
Yeah, but I will say that it's there's so much wrong with it. There's so much wrong with it.
There's many things wrong with it.
I don't even think the fire looks that
cool.
And
I love it. I will say I love it.
Stop it. You don't.
Oh, I watch it all the time. It's all I watch.
Well, I know. Not this. Not this trend. You're not watching
the
fire.
I love the fire stuff, too. This is great.
How soon before one of them catches like the people?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We'll be talking about that soon.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
TikToker catches fire. Filming cool video.
Can't wait.
I was trying to make some napalm to like to get the trees in the background on fire for this sweet picture.
I'm going to be honest. I learned how to make it on TikTok.
You did?
I could make some right
Send
now.
Send me that link, bro.
Yeah, I will. Because it's on there. Because
my TikTok's
of the Ukraine.
Blow up.
Because of Ukraine. There's a mixture with styrofoam.
Oh, really? I would have went petroleum jelly.
Another, we're going back to the fact that people are so dumb these days, right?
I know.
That they'll just start forest fires to make a cool video just to try and get some people to follow them on social media and
Screw
some likes.
Smokey the Bear.
You got to just keep doing. I mean, they just try anything, right? Because you just never know. You just never know.
Which is funny because that's the conversation we just had.
Yeah.
Don't try anything because you just never know.
You just never know.
Ridiculously and nothing illegal.
I mean, I guess if I happened upon a forest fire, maybe I'd slow motion walk down it, but
you know, make sure you said that at the beginning. Hey, what up, TikTok? Chuck the Freak here. Just happened to come upon a forest fire. Thought it'd be a cool time to take a selfie.
Yeah, explain myself.
Click and follow for more.
Here's something that I can almost hear the women rolling their eyes about when I ask the question. But guys, this one's for you. What's the hardest part about being a man? What would you say is the hardest part about being a dude?
Trying to sit on a bicycle with this huge wiener.
Besides that, if you want to chime in, 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us, too, at 46969. The hardest part about being a man. On the surface, you may seem altogether and awesome. Beneath the surface, however, there's likely some form of insecurity, frustration, or drama, and that's okay. Being a guy isn't always a world filled with perfection, and so this is a chance for you to open up about it. Guys were asked online, what do you kind of hate about being a man?
Oh, man. I could get so super dark with this, and I don't really want to.
Don't go too dark. But, okay.
I don't want you to.
No, I mean, no. No, I can't. I can't. So dark.
I mean, okay, surface-wise, one of the things that always seems to come up here is that we have to maintain an erection.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
But no, like women. Super
dark. Okay, women, wow, that's different.
No, women can kind of. I know it. You know, there's not the same pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They have to let a man in. But
okay, man, you can tell Lisa's not here.
As a guy, that's always in the back of your head somewhere. Like, okay, let's get this going. Let's get it.
Sure,
you know, there's always that performance anxiety.
Uh huh.
Even if you haven't had any issues,
right?
You know,
and there's like a million things that can cause issues. And yeah, I get it. It's that's no good.
It's not you, baby. I'm just really stressed at work.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's
so stressful.
In most men's minds. And if it happened to you once, then it's probably always in your mind.
Yeah.
Or as you get a certain age, you think, is it going to happen? Am I going to keep it going? But luckily, there's things that can help you if you're dealing with that issue. But I think that's a hard part about being a guy. It's, you know, it always involves our dick.
That's a lot of it. There's a lot of that.
And a lot of wiener stuff. For me, it's like, kind of image type stuff. So like we discussed before, like I think painted toenails would look sweet on me.
Right.
I think certain colors I should be able to wear, you know? So I feel like there's judgments in terms of like, you're a dude, why are you wearing
a ride like that masculinity?
Yeah,
type
you're a
stuff.
Dude, why do you have your toenails painted? And for the record, there's a dude on Instagram who reached out to me with phenomenal looking toenails and they're painted.
Wow.
And he seems to be a very masculine man.
Right.
You know? So to me it's like stuff like that. Like there's certain things that are aligned with you have to act a certain way or do a certain thing to be considered like masculine.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I agree.
This guy said, as I get older, the hardest part is that I smash my balls getting into my vehicle. Because I have to slide in now.
Oh man, I gotta hop up, so I gotta like
hop and slide.
I gotta hop and swing, hop and swing, and swing them forward.
You have to get a little pad that you seat to put your balls right on, so they don't get smashed.
This guy said, "I'm horny way too often. I don't hate it, but it's distracting."
Yeah, that does get in the way sometimes.
It really does.
Yep, it can cost you.
If you always have sex on your mind,
it can cost you. Just the lack of productivity.
Sure.
You're worried about other stuff.
And some guys take it even further and act on it when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So it definitely can cost you. Pressure not to finish, but finishing after 3 seconds.
Oh, man. I mean, it is.
God. Oh, Lord.
Was that a good 3 seconds for you?
Like
it was great for me.
I mean, I had a guy pour his heart out to me one time about that subject.
That he finished too soon?
And it was a really, it's so hard to like talk someone through that and be like, hey man, it's everything's okay. And
can you give me some advice? What do I do if I go off in like 2 seconds? Like just a breeze. I'll be in the room with a naked lady and a breeze comes by and I'm done.
This isn't actually James saying this, by the way.
No,
it did sound like James, like, can I get some advice?
Yeah. No, I'm not as good as character voices. So
no, but that's kind of what it was like. And it was like, I know I think they've got some sprays and,
oh, they got sprays on them.
Yeah.
I always take a moment
so drunk
to be thankful. Like, I didn't finish fast. I can still,
yeah, that's nice.
I can
yes.
still get aroused.
You still
yeah.
got it.
You know,
yeah.
like, yeah, like I always take a moment to say thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, whoever's helping me.
Yep.
Because that worked out today.
Put that out to the universe.
Yeah, that's nice.
Someone else said the hardest part about being a man, balding.
Oh, man. That does suck.
I mean, it all depends.
You've dealt with it, Jason, you dealt with it, but I think you all have had hard times getting to the point where you accepted it.
Okay, yes. The only thing that was better for me is that it happened so quickly. So I didn't have my whole life, I didn't have...
You probably live more of your life now
years.
Bald than what you did with hair.
Yeah.
Almost at
yes.
this point
right.
Now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep. So it happened so quickly, and it was just a choice I just had to eventually make, that it's different than if it's like started in my mid-20s and slowly was going over time. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
It is.
I didn't really get a lot of chance to have a lot of my identity tied to my hair.
Well, that's good. And Jason, you've kind of got past it now, right? You don't really worry about it too much, or do you?
No, I mean, I was looking into like laser treatment to have it never grow again, because now it's even worse. I'm in this like mid-range, you know, so like at first I'm losing it, so then I accept it and I'm bald.
Right.
But now it like sort of grows, so I got to shave it on a daily basis. So I just want to, like,
you want to
just
done.
Let me be effing bald already.
Right.
You know,
it's,
like,
yeah.
it's a big sick joke. So I would honestly get head... laser hair removal and just become like.
Do you so you shave every day your head?
Yeah.
And what about you, Chuck?
No, I don't. Like now, it's actually grown out quite a bit on the sides. The top doesn't grow, so I don't have to worry about that. But the only thing I caution you on that.
Well, I'm not gonna. You know, I told my brother, and he's like, I don't know if you want to commit to that.
The laser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it for
head laser.
Yeah, I did it for a few years, and I'm just as hairy as I ever was.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, I just have to come in here now
up.
In a bandage and
class action
ask me what happened.
Oh, my God, amazing.
I'd just like to see it.
Full head bandage.
Kalen's with us. Kalen, hardest part about being a man?
All right, getting sexually harassed and no one caring, especially when I'm trying to DJ.
So give us an example.
No one cares.
Like a girl grabs him by the junk.
Okay, yeah. I was putting in songs, explaining one to hear. And this woman come up behind me, just grabs like a handful of me from the back. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what, you don't like? I'm like, no, I don't know who you are. Why would you do that? And then I told the bartenders, hey, look, this girl will not stop touching me. Can you do something? And they laughed at me. Think, oh, come on, man. You're a guy. You should like it. No, I don't. I don't like being touched sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, even if she's hot, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just leave me alone. I'm trying to work.
Usually not the hot ones that are grabbing.
No,
generally it's never the hot ones that are grabbing.
Anytime I've been grabbed, it's usually a toothless.
Listen, we've all been grabbed at events, and we can relate to this guy. Yeah. I know people think it's a joke, but yeah, I'm sorry, old broad. I didn't want you grabbing my wiener today because Chuck says it's big and you want to see for yourself.
Yes,
like,
but
that's inappropriate. It's still inappropriate.
You should grab Dave.
You cannot. No, you shouldn't.
Everyone should.
No, you shouldn't. Harassment.
Oh, Chuck's just like telling everybody to
touch
it.
And he did. He told her to do it in front of me.
Dave likes
it. Go do what he likes.
No, Dave has told me in secret.
No, I have not, liar. You should have seen this, broad.
Oh, I'm sure.
If Oscar the Grouch turned into a lady,
yeah, yes.
This is who grabbed me.
Man, Oscar's got some sweet looking titties.
No, she didn't.
I bet.
They were still hanging into the garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
It is as big as they say.
Let me have a feel.
Now I know what I call you, tripod.
Yeah.
This guy said, worst part about being a man, having to stop walking to fart after 40.
That's the thing?
What?
You can't crop dust after 40?
Like, you're just like, oh, I gotta, like, you gotta pause. You can't do both at the same time?
I guarantee I can still. So.
Oh, good. Because I'm like, this is my last year to crop dust.
I mean, unless he has some, he's got to make sure he doesn't go to the bathroom or something. I don't know.
He's got a loose sphincter.
Yeah, like the walking
ring
might,
out.
You know, you might have to clench and just release.
He has anal issues.
Mm.
That could
Who
be.
Who doesn't?
Anal issues.
Yep.
Dylan is with us. Dylan, we're talking about what is the hardest part about being a man. Hey, Dylan. Dylan,
barely
answering the
phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there it's
go.
Okay. Answering the phone was the hardest part for you, but now you're here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, like James, I think the biggest part, the hardest part is still wanting to be a kid at heart, but being like a 25-year-old guy.
Yeah. Oh, man, 25.
Wanting to, like,
is nothing.
Wanting to, like, I still collect, like, Pokemon and, like, cards. I still watch, like, cartoons.
Yeah.
Go to, like, conventions and stuff and just want to have, like, still be a kid. But I'm 25 and everyone, like, expects you to act like an adult, but.
And we've said before, so James is very much like you, but he's found a woman who's who doesn't mind his being a grown baby
it does.
Man.
It helps like so much because she's into a lot, some of the same stuff. She might not be as much of a collector, but like she encourages it compared to like a past relationship where it was like frowned upon. Like, you look how old you are. Why do you still play with, you know, wrestling action figures? And well, she wouldn't call them action figures.
But, right. You know. Okay, so that Toy Story movie.
Oh, heartbreaker.
Okay, so like you were devastated by that as well.
Yeah,
and
it
is
right
that
back.
Yeah, it is that whole thing where you realize, oh man, yeah, that was so much me playing with the toys.
And it seems like it hits you a certain like more than once. So I remember like at one point in time, like growing up in my teens, and like I had like this ninja action figure, and I'm playing with this ninja action figure doing flips off the counter and stuff.
Yeah.
And all my friends are like, hey, you wanna come play basketball? I'm like, nah, I'm playing with the action figure. You know, like, I want to do this. And then I realized, like,
they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, you're 17. Maybe you should put your action figures away and go play basketball with friends your own age. Otherwise, you're going to grow up to be a real weirdo. And then seeing that movie, you know, took me right back to that moment. And it reminds me, like, every couple of years, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'll change a little bit. Like, I won't spend as much money or I won't invest as much time in certain things, but I will see what's most important. Like, okay, I need my John Cena action figure collection. Like, that's still something I'm going to focus on. Some of these Funko, you know, pops, I'm going to focus on some of those, but I don't want every single one.
James's priority.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. John Cena. So
yeah.
John Cena. Funko pops. He doesn't. Kid Robot, you know.
I have
the things, you know, to do.
Right. All the necessities of life.
Yes.
I totally get it.
No, I do.
Someone said, as an African-American man, it's hard to show emotion or talk about what you're going through without being looked at as just a total.
Well, that I'll be honest. I think that was going to be my thing that I said is just as a guy, it's tough to say you have anything going on. I think that it's just so frowned upon for a guy. Number one, who do you turn to? Mm-hmm. You know, like most guys just it's like what you're supposed to do is internalize every single thing you're going through.
Push it down.
Push it down. Internalize it. Figure it out on your own. In fact, there was like a video going around about like, who do you call when you have stuff going on? And it's just all these clips of guys saying, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. I don't call anybody when I got stuff going on. I deal with it. I'm a guy. I'm a man. I'm supposed to deal with it myself. And it's just, it is a...
And that's me. Like, I want... Like, even Amber will say... Hey, what's going on? You seem like
I'm fine.
One, I don't want to talk about it, but two, I'll figure it out. Like, I don't want to put my crap on other people. You got your own
stuff. That's one of the things about being a guy.
Yep.
That's coming up a lot, like not being able to show emotion.
You like me, just cry yourself to sleep at night. Or when no one's looking, just go in the bathroom and cry. And you feel a little better once you're done crying?
Be like me, go in the bathroom. He does go to the bathroom during the show sometimes. Yeah. I didn't realize it was to weep.
Yeah. I've heard him crying in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jason, you said you didn't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Sorry. By the way, there's a bunch of guys over 40 who said their b-hole has not been good to them.
Oh, so, man. Yeah, mine.
Be thankful if you've got a sturdy.
Yes, you have to be.
I've only got a couple months left of crop dusting. I turned 40.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Right out.
You better do some strength. I got a couple exercises.
Some Kegels.
This guy says it's tough to be a man and keep groomed, especially around the b-hole.
Wow.
A single dingleberry can F up my entire day.
I mean, I just, honestly, though, like I'm a hairy guy, okay? Like I'm a hairy dude. Just take care of yourself. Like just,
you know, and
you just I don't travel with dingleberries.
Lisa's not here, and it's nothing to do with her, but I'd never say it in front of her. I noticed when I was standing to take a leak the other day, there was a bunch of hairs around the back of the toilet here. And I assume they're coming from people's asses.
Oh, whose ass hairs are on the toilet? That job!
It gotta be mine. Probably could be my back hair.
Oh, are you shedding?
Yes, at all times.
They weren't big.
Mine are long.
It's just like there was a whole bunch of, I thought, oh, well, that's ass hair.
Oh,
yeah.
Behind the scenes.
They don't do a good job cleaning, do they?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
You should, when you clean, you should clean up all the ass hair.
I know where to harvest some Chuck pubes if I ever want to frame him for a crime.
Dude, just ask. Yeah. You can have
ass pubes.
Yeah.
Not good.
No. Nope.
Have you seen these ass pubes?
I have.
I wonder what this voodoo doll in here was.
Shh. I need one ass pube to make it complete.
Darren's with us next. Hi, Darren. How are you?
Hey, good. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. Ouch.
And he's not
hey,
here, so
I got one for you real quick, Dave. My buddy's toilet has so much air on it, we nicknamed it Abe Lincoln. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's got its own beard.
Anyways, the older I get, it seems that I'm turning down sex a little more often than maybe I should because I'm just too damn tired.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, damn. I think if you're in something, I think if it's new, you're probably like raring to, you know, get after stuff. But yeah, I mean, I could understand making the choice, even as a couple, not just guys, like a couple being like, you know what, we'll get after it tomorrow. I'm just so tired. You know, we'll do it. I'll make up for it tomorrow. You know, I think those choices get made.
And then it's the next day, and then it's a week later.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you still get in there from time to time, count your lucky stars.
For sure. Yeah. Let's go to Joe, who's in Fort Myers. Joe, the question right now is, what's the hardest part about being a man?
Yeah, I think the changes in your scrotum, like the skin is stretchy, and it's like pulling like down on your chaps. So masturbation or sex, you can actually feel the friction that you never felt before at the base where they meet.
I'm telling you, what a tragedy that old sack is.
So you're saying, what else? You believe that as your balls get longer, it makes your dong look smaller?
No, I think he's just saying the sack is coming into play more.
Oh, I see.
Like,
I see what
it's
you're
pulling down,
like,
and the sack is in play way more than it used to be.
More sack to skin contact.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I need to tape it back or something.
You know, they probably.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know this is crazy.
Well, they do ball lifts.
I bet they have, but I bet there's, you know, that toy where it's like it's the C ring, but then it has the ball attachment.
Yeah. What?
I never thought about that keeping stuff at bay.
There's another use for it then.
What's the ball attachment?
Well, there's a C-ring that has like a, it's like a two-ringed C-ring. One goes around the balls.
Like a ball holder?
You put your balls in and then you put your stuff in. This is a stretcher. I don't think that's not what
No, that's not at all. Okay. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I honestly don't really...
I called it a rock ring with a ball holder.
Yeah, I don't think it's called ball holder.
The Iron Man?
No.
No?
No, it's like a... there's one. See the one that's like all electroded up?
Bottom
that
there,
one. No. So it's like without all the wires, but it has that, where it's the shaft, and then there's a something around
it. Similar to the one that's in top left, just not with the vibrator on.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then maybe so if guys are having problems with their balls or...
I mean, I just never thought about the fact that you might have to... You know, peel them back.
Introducing the sack back. Your ball stretching to it.
Yeah.
Put on the sack back.
This guy said, I'm 49 and my pubes down there are turning gray. So, of course, my wife calls me Gandalf.
Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going gray down there, but it's so funny. I'm going gray from the head.
Oh, it's like starting to look
down.
Yeah.
And it's like a sun setting. On my life.
Oh my god, that's what it seems like.
The
sun setting on Chuck's
sun set is setting on my Johnson. It's starting slowly go down my chest.
So where's the horizon? Your belly button or your wiener?
It's right here. It's like right here right now.
Like the end game horizon.
Yeah.
Oh, like when probably is the sun finally set?
I think as soon as your Johnson is gray.
Hardest part about being a man, having man boobs. Just came in next year through a text.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the best.
Gives you some unpleasant sweat stains.
Mm.
Someone said, being the only one who isn't loved unconditionally, you need to bring a ton to the table to get value as a man.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, that's another one of those things. It's like, you know, there's a lot of conditions on being a guy.
Well, Jesse told me flat out, I don't love you unconditionally.
Oh,
it took me, took me by surprise. I was like, you love me unconditionally, right?
She said, no.
No.
Wow.
I was like, really? She's like, well, of course, there's conditions to my love for you. I was like, well, I just shot my ego a little bit.
Yeah, that's right up.
Can you write some of these conditions down?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Well, that's the thing. Of. It's good to know the conditions, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be nice to know the conditions.
I thought you loved me unconditionally.
No.
And being a dad, then there's a whole other
set of issues,
right? Am I screwing up my kids? Am I doing the right thing? Am I being strict enough? Am I being too strict? A million different, and I'm sure women go through that as a mom too, but people just like assume the mom's doing a good job for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, as a guy, you've got to kind of prove it a little more. And someone else said, being unable to eat a banana or hot dog with another guy in the room.
I mean, it's so true.
I had to stop eating bananas
here. I'll be honest.
Because it made Chuck uncomfortable.
It would.
I can no longer have bananas during
the
show.
I've never seen a man eat a banana more erotically than Dave.
Yeah,
I
don't and
eat,
aggressive.
You don't have to lick the tip.
I don't erotically eat a banana.
Lick the tip of the banana.
I bite a banana.
Don't lick it and then put it in your mouth and bite it.
No, I don't. I'm not deep-throating it and then eating it. I just literally chomp down on it.
You peel it down, you give it a little kiss.
Dave would find some kind of mutant Brazilian banana.
Like the biggest banana you've ever seen.
They were literally like a King Kong size banana. And he would be like,
you're so ridiculous.
And he'd chomp it. I was, God, I can't. I just.
You trying to hit that dangly thing in the back of your throat with that banana, Dave? What are you doing?
Jesus.
Yeah, we're getting WAP over here.
Oh, my God. What the F?
Fuck that big banana, Dave's little garage. Honk, honk.
But yes, very uncomfortable moments in here.
Yeah. Still they continue.
But, I mean, I don't have a problem eating a hot dog around anybody.
No,
but
I've seen you put a raw wiener right down your throat.
Yes, of course.
Like a champ.
But you do have to watch with cameras around, I guess. Because it is that, you know, easily Photoshoppable.
Right. Yeah. Now, that the cameras coming into the room also ruled out my banana eating.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's probably why the banana disappeared, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hide my yogurt eating in here from you guys.
Yeah, you do.
You don't need to see me.
No, I don't.
No, with white creamy substances? Yeah, absolutely not.
I'm telling you, if you ever look over here and I'm hunched down, it's because I'm.
Oh, that's what you're
yogurt.
Doing. Okay.
I'm eating yogurt over here.
Jesus, if he hunched down and then came up and had a
bite. Oh, my God. Who's under the table?
Yeah. He's like, I don't want them to see me eat this yogurt.
Yeah. Oh, that yogurt's paid off. Jason's so flexible, he can do that to himself.
Jason's white creamy secrets.
My new memoir.
My white creamy secrets.
Oh, wow.
I'm handing you my resignation.
Be careful when you come in the room, Al.
All right, coming up, why is Thailand about to make weed lovers very happy? Let's find out.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
The Thai government will distribute 1 million free cannabis plants to households across the nation next month, as they kick off a new rule allowing people to grow cannabis at home.
Nice.
I thought drugs and everything was so illegal there, but...
Can I tell you the greatest thing? The picture of Thailand's public health minister as he announces this. I believe he is high and laughing his ass off.
Yep. I recognize that face.
Oh, yeah.
It's me after two dabs and a doobie.
Yep.
The health minister on the couch. Announced the move... the other day when he expressed his intention for cannabis plants to be grown like household crops. The new rule comes into effect in a couple of weeks. It'll allow people there to grow cannabis plants at home after they notify their local government, but the plants have to be of medical grade. Additionally, cannabis cannot be used for commercial purposes unless you get a license, but it's the latest step in Thailand's plan to promote cannabis as a cash crop. But 1 million free cannabis plants are going to be given to households across the country.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I don't know if they're giving out like feminized plants, so you might be growing a plant for no reason. There's not much you can really do with the male. I guess if you're doing CBD stuff, I guess you can use male plants for some of that. But 1 million plants.
1 million.
I want to get on that list. I'll take a free plant.
Yep. You could be as happy as the public.
Look at how he is.
He looks very happy.
He looks very happy.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.